Listening to Amon Fechazaro, Daniel Eisman, Masech, Chavis, Daf, Kuf, Chav, Vav, Amud Aleph. We're starting from Kuf, Chav, Hey, Amud Beis at the bottom, 7-8 lines or so from the bottom, and the words Pakaka, Chalon, Vechule. So we just to take, now go back, yet another Amud, on Kuf, Chav, Hey, Amud Aleph. We mentioned a case of if there's some sort of carved out melon that there's a stone in, and it's a very cool contraption, cleverly made to draw water. And then we learned at the top of the Amud in the Mishnah, the next Amud, using like a vine as part of this. And then we got to the case of Pekak HaChalon, where someone had shuttered up his window. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bizman Shu Kashur V'Talui Pokigin Bo. So if the thing is tied, meaning the shutter that's plugging out the window, right? Not like what we have, that we have very good blinds and shades and things like that. But over there, it's something that you just stick up into the window. So if it is kashur, if it's tied to the structure, and it's also talui, it's also hanging from the ground, meaning it's not that the rope is so long that the piece is touching the ground, right? So it's tied to the rope and hanging in the air, and then you plug it in when you want to plug it in, and then you unplug it. Yeah, you have the imagery, right? So if those two qualifications are met, says Rabbi Eliezer, pokigin bo, it's fine. V'im lav, ain't pokigin bo. But if not, you cannot. And Rashi up there says, d'mechzik mosif al binyan. It looks like you're adding on to a house. It looks like binyan. If it's hanging and it's attached and even hanging, so it's clearly part of the structure from the beginning and not. But if it's on the floor, even if it's tied, if it's on the floor, putting it back in would be a problem. Because it's mechzi kibinyan, most of all binyan. And the chacham omer and bein kach ubein kach poking bo. And the chacham say either way, you can do it. So now we'll go back to the bottom of kuf chaf hey amud beis. The bottom. Pakach hacholon v'chulei. So amar Rabba bar Barchana, amar Riochanan, hakol modim she'in osin ohel arai b'tchila b'yom tov. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to make an ohel arai, a temporary ohel, on Yom Tov. And Rashi clarifies over here, like this is lifros machatzelas al dal mechitzos. So if you have like four walls, al dal kundasim, you have four poles, and then you're going to spread out a mat on top of them, lios tzel la ohel minachama. That's a problem, right? Vidafka gag. Dafka, a roof, is a problem. That's considered making an ohel. And even if it's temporary, it's all right, I'm going to take it down after. It's just for temporary shade. Everyone agrees that that's a problem. It's related to bona, building. Avo mechitza lav ohelhu. But if you're just making a wall, like vertical, not horizontal, and it's temporary, so that's not a problem. Vishari leforsa letznius. Like if you're allowed to spread it out, letznius can remain an erevin bovnei deshmuel upakach hachalon demasnius, and this shutter in the window of the Mishnah mishum debinyan kavuahu, because that's if it's already if there's already a structure there, and then you're putting it in. Meaning yes, typically putting a temporary wall in is not, but that's if you're building this temporary wall temporarily. That's why it's called temporary wall, right? But if it's already a permanent wall and you're putting this thing in, so that is certainly michzik hamosif al binyan, and that's the problem. So now, so the Gemara says, everybody agrees that an ohel arai is a problem, and not a gag, on Yom Tov, ve'in tzarech lomer b'Shabbos. And of course, Shabbos is more strict in Malacha, so you don't have to mention that. Lo nichlaku, but there's a machlokis, there's only machlokis el lahosif. What about being mosif on this binyan? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein mosif in b'yom tov, ve'en tzarech lomer b'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not allowed to be mosif onto this binyan, by putting this into the wall, if it's not tied in that, you know, that situation where, so it's, it, now it looks like it's part of the, meaning, cause if it looks like it's, you know, unrelated, so it's Mexican, and that's a problem, and you don't have to, and on Shabbos, and of course, or on Yom Tov, and of course Shabbos. The Chum Omerim Mosif and B'Shabbos Vein Tzarech Lomer B'Yom Tov. The Chum say no, you could be Mosif on Shabbos and Kal V'Chomer Yom Tov. Rashi says over here, lehosif, what does it mean? Like to add on, kigon shahaya machatzels prusa lehen. So this is talking about, let's say you, they're not directly talking about the shutter case, but also, that, for example, let's say you have the mat that's a roof, right? That and it's this like the mat's on top and it's folded over, right? Prusalein v'krucha v'nishar ba'avir l'machar poshta dumya depakak demosif ba'amahu. Right. So what you're doing is you're going to unroll the mat's already rolled from the previous day, and now you're going to unroll it more. So you're being mosif on the binyan, right? So even right. So we're talking about a temporary case. It's temporary. Now everyone agrees you're not allowed to put the mat on in the first place. But if it's already there and now you're just adding on, that's going to be a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, similar, related to our case of the pakak of the shutter in the window. Now taking a look at that case to clarify the opinion of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim omer ben kach pokekin bo. Right, sometimes someone will ask you a question, or you ask someone a question, and there's like a few different points, and they say either way. Either way, well, I mean, there are a few different options. Like, I'm okay with that. You know, so what do they mean? Ben kach what? Right? Because remember, Rabbi Eliezer had two qualifications. He had kasher v'taloi. So they say either way is fine. Well, either way,
they don't say fine.
What?
They just say. Poking bone.
Yeah, right. They say either way you can be poking, but what? Meaning is it tied? And it's meaning it's, as long as it's tied, but it's not hanging. Or do they say no? Even if it's not tied, and this is we're going to see. Actually, there are going to be two ways to understand this. So my bein kach bein kach. What is bein kach bein kach? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Hana. First shot, bein kashur, bein she'eno kashur. Whether it's tied or it's untied, and then obviously. Whether it's hanging or not, but right, if you want to make three cases, right, whether it is tied and hanging, whether it's tied and not hanging, or even if it's not tied at all, it's all fine. Vahu shem mesukan, and it is considered mesukan. Muchan Rashi says me esmo lakach. It's considered prepared, and it's part of this structure, and it's fine. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiya, v'leima mar bein talui bein she'eno talui hu, v'husha kashur. But maybe the master rather should say that no, they mean that as long as it's tied, whether it's hanging or not, that doesn't make the difference. As long as it's kashur, as long as it's tied, maybe that's how you should understand it. Rashi says, "Amai pashit le mar lekula." Why'd you learn it in such a lenient way? You made them sound very extreme. They're saying, "No, we could take away one of the two qualifications of Rabbi Eliezer, but not both, and a support for this." Amar Rabbi Baba Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Kimachlokes kan kach machlokes be neger ha negrar." So. This machlokus actually lines up nicely with this the machlokus of the neger hanigrar. So we had the neger on the previous like a couple of bot ago, where it's like a bolt, and this is a bolt that's dragging, which will sound like our case. Ditnan neger hanigrar noel in bo b'mikdash. So we have one of these things. So you're allowed to lock it, use it to lock if it's in the mikdash. Right, even though, right, so, avaloba medina, but not in the medina, meaning in the countries like outside of the base of Mikdash. Rashi's gonna mention it over here. Rashi says over here, kevon, right, nolim baba Mikdash. So let's do a few Rashi's. So, Amaraba Babarchana, bitlaya hu de pligi, that they argue in a case of where it's hanging. Viloba Kishira, Dimidami Le Plukta, Dinegar Hanegrar, right? And it's going to be similar to this case, but Rashi is giving us a heads up of what we're about to see, how Rabbi Bar Chanan explained this case, where Dafka, they're talking about where it is tied, this case that we have of this bolt, it's Dafka case where it is tied, Vahaslam, the Divrei Hakol Kashar Be'inan. And we're going to see that all the opinions in this case of the bolt are going to be assuming that it's only okay if it's tied, which is therefore going to, you know, support Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding that Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon agree that it must be kashur, and the question is, and the machlokas is, does it have to be a taloi or not? Neger, so what is this bolt? Yesed shetokin bachur shebemiftan v'nolan bo esedelas. it's a peg that's like stuck into the hole of like the threshold, and it's and you use it to lock the door. Right, so it's so again it's tied to the door, and its head is or the bottom of it really is dragging on the ground, and then when you want to lock it, you pick it up and stick it in. So no one boba mikdash as Rashi, says the Gemara, as Rashi quotes, the kevan de kashur bo miyuchad va'omed hu lekach, that since it's tied to it and it's specified for this and standing for this purpose, the kavar nivne binyan zeme ba'od yom, and the structure already exists, v'ein bo elegzera shvus midivrayam, so this is not real binyan, right? Because the structure already exists. We're not really building anything. It's all an issur derabanan. The ein shvus b'mikdash. And there's a principle that Rashi mentioned several times that we don't have shvus. We don't have an issur derabanan in the mikdash. A lot of issur derabanan are suspended. I believe the reasoning for that is typically a shvus is imposed to prevent accidental violation of malacha for the general populace who are not zrizin, and the kohanim who are running the show in the mikdash are zrizin. They make sure that they're knowledgeable in halacha and they're very very careful about things, and there's not a concern in general that there's going to be that. So there's no, in general we say no shvus over there. So that's why we say nol in boba mikdash. So in this case it's an iser. Basically what it's saying is it's an iser derabanan, and it's mutter in the mikdash, and the bedina you shouldn't do it. Back to the Gemara, or this Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting. Right, the Mishnah from Erevin. Get ready. Coming out, not too long, couple months. So now, this is, so Nolan Boba Mikdash, Avaloba Medina, Vahamunach, Kan, Vikan, Usser. And if it's pulled out so that it's resting on the floor, then it's going to be Usser either way. Beis Mikdash, outside the Beis Mikdash, fine, not allowed. Behuda Omer, Hamunach b'mikdash, v'hanigrar b'medina. He says, there's a little base over here that says you should add the word mutter, which is it makes sense, and it's a kind of an important word. So he says, no, if it's munach, even if it's resting on the floor, it's good in the mikdash, meaning this is only an iser derabanan, which is not here. V'hanigrar, and if it's dragging, b'medina, then that's fine in the medina. If it's dragging, meaning it's dragging and it's tied. I guess it's hanging. Right. Now, the Tanya, and we learned in a brisa on this, elaborating what we just said, Ezehu Neger HaNegrar. So just clarify, what is this Neger HaNegrar? Shinolin Bo B'Mikdash Avalo B'Medina, about which we said you're allowed to lock it in the Mikdash and not in the Medina. Kol Shekashur V'Talui V'Rosho Magia La'aretz. That's where it's tied and it's hanging, and its head is like, you know, the bottom of it is reaches the ground. Rabbi Huda Omer Ze Af Medina Mutter, and Rabbi Huda says regarding this that even in the Medina this is Mutter. Ela Ezehu Sheba Medina Aser. What's the case in the Medina where it's Aser? Kol She'ino Lo Kashur V'Lo Talui. So anything that's, it's not tied, and it's not hanging there, well, obviously, right? Vishomto, and you kind of take it out, and you leave it, or you take it out, umanicho bekeren zavis, and you leave it in the corner, and then when you're ready for it, you take it back. That's usher in the mikdash, right? Because that's, you know, it's not part of the structure, it's not tied, it's not anything, it's over there, and then you take it, and then you put it in, build it in.
The Medina,
yes, thank you. Right. So it's because I guess so. It's not real building.
Right.
Even so, it's not real building, but it definitely looks like it because it's not a part of it. Thank you. Right. Rashi says Hamunach Mutar B'Mikdash Tekeva DeMesukan Meme Asma Hachi Love LaBona. He's explaining why it's not bona. And Shekosher V'Taloi Rosho HaElyon Avol Rosho HaTachton Magia La'aretz. Right, so part of it is hanging, but the bottom of it is reaching the bottom. Okay. This where he uses the lesson of Rosho Elyon and Rosho Tachton, right? The top head and the bottom head.
Okay.
Right, meaning the two ends of the stick. Great. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba mishmei de Ula, and then, and this is an important piece, Rabbi Yeshua ben bar Abba said in the name of Ula, man tana neger ha-negrar, who is that Tanakama who, right, we know Rabbi Huda responded, but who's the one who says neger ha-negrar, and Rashi clarifies, usur debay tarti, that it's usur, and you require both, kasha, right, so Rabbi Eliezer, he, that's Rabbi Eliezer. So now, what did we just do? So we clarified that this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, seems to line up with the anonymous opinion of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer in our case. So it seems like the anonymous opinion of the Rabbanan that we mentioned in our Mishnah is none other than Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Makal opinion in our Mishnah that said, Bein kach ubein kach, right, right. So that lenient opinion, who was it? Says the Chachamim. It's actually the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda over here. So we lined it up nicely, because we have the teaching from Ula. Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba said in the name of Ula that the other opinion is Rabbi Eliezer, which is exactly whom we mentioned in our Mishnah. So basically, if you line these two up, this Mishnah on Erev and this Mishnah and our Mishnah on Shabbos, so we have the Mako opinion is Rabbi Yehuda slash the Chachamim, and the lenient, and the Machmir opinion is Rabbi Eliezer. But remember, our case over here that we were talking about just now was a case where it was for sure kashur, it was tied. So it must be that sheds light on how to understand our machlokes. Or Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Kahana said that it's bein kach means even if it's not tied. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, I don't think so. Take a look at this mission over here. So what does he respond? It's always a response. Amar lei ana de amri kahai tana. Nope, I learn like this tana. I found a more makeler opinion. Ditanya kona shehaskinu ba olam haba. No, baal bayis. Right. So a reader, I guess over here, like a rod that was set up by the baal bayis lios poseach v'noa bo. So that where, and it's supposed to be in the door, right? So you stick a rod in the door, like the bolt shut. No, to lock the door. Right? And you're putting it in to lock it, to open it, to lock it. So, bizman shekashur v'taloi v'pesach poseach v'nolbo. As long as it's tied and it's hanging, then it's fine. V'nolbo. Ein kashur v'taloi, ein poseach v'nolbo. Okay. That seems like Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Misukan Afal Pishenu Kashur. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel jumped to the other extreme and he said, no, don't need it to be kosher, doesn't need to be taloi. And therefore, this is a valid explanation. Right? So he could say, in our Mishnah, you assumed, Rabbi Yirmiya, that the anonymous Chachamim in our Mishnah was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is, you know, somewhere in between. And I could say, no, maybe it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who is the most makel. So we see that there are three opinions, and we don't know just how lenient the lenient Chachamim are. Could be it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, very lenient, or a little bit less lenient, Rabbi Yehuda. We'll do a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shilas, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the most lenient opinion. Umiya Rav Yochanan Haki, but could Rav Yochanan really hold like this? Because it says over here, let's take a look at this Haitana, this Rashi Haitana. Dafilu k'shir lo bai k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, da Amar mesukan b'hazmana ba'alma, v'afa p'yishenu kashur. As long as it's hazmana ba'alma, that you declared, right? You had in mind, even though you didn't do anything to it, you didn't tie it, you didn't do any action to it, and that will make that. So, and even though it's detached and still it's mutter, but now this is going to relate to a case of muktzah that we mentioned that we have to talk about, because this object, if it doesn't have a function of its own, and there was only hazmana, right? He didn't do a physical action to change it. And Rabbi Yochanan over here is saying that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So he says, hold on. And this was the discussion on the previous Amud, which you may have not gotten to yet, and I didn't properly get to yet, about do you have to, for something that's muksa machmas gufo, that it itself is muksa because it's intrinsically a purposeless thing, right? Like a rock or something like that. So what do you have to do? Do you have to do a physical action to make it no longer muksa, right? Do you have to trim it around the sides or like let's say a rock to make it a good seat or a piece of something else? Do you have to do a physical action, or is hazmana alone okay? And over here we're quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So me, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Halachi, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, some Eichel. V'hatnan kol kisuya akelim. All kelim covers, sheish shalhem beis achiza nitzlim b'shabbos. They have a place that you could hold them on, so they are you can take them on Shabbos. V'amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, amar Rav Asi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu sheish toras kli alehem. No, it's only if there's toras kli alehem, if it has the status of a kli. So you might say, oh, well, this case also, this rod has Torah's Kli on it. This is called Torah's Kli. Meaning, so Rabbi Yochanan holds Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hold on. This case of the rod doesn't look like it has Torah's Kli on it. It's not considered a Kli. And therefore, you need more than Hazmana. And Rabbi Yochanan holds you need more than just hazmana. You need to do a physical change to it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel over here, maybe you'll say, oh no, this case with the rod, there is Torah's Kli. It's like there's something that was done to it, and it's Torah's Kli. It has the status of a Kli. But we're saying, but we're not going to really be able to answer that, because umi boy Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Torah's Kli. Does Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel really require that? You're going to tell me that he doesn't hazmana isn't alone. V'hatanya, but we learned in a brisa, and this is quoted on the previous amud as well. Sorry, the previous daf, because we're already on kachavav on the base. V'hatanya charios shel dekel shegidron l'shem eitzim. So someone has a bunch of palm branches that he's going to use for wood. V'nimlach lehen yeshiva, and then he ends up changing his mind. I'm just going to sit on them. I want to sit on them. So tzarech lekasher, he needs to tie them in order to do a physical change to them to make them a certain cleat that they're not going to be muksa Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, however, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues in tzarech lekasher. No, hazman alone is enough. So don't try to tell me, oh, the case of the rod locking the door, that must have been Torah's cleat. Don't try to trick me and say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds. Like, we know it. It's very clear. He holds that hazmana alone is enough. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that hazmana alone is not enough. You need to do physical change. It needs Torah's Kli alav. So how can you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So very simple. So Rabbi Yochanan, Svirale kvase bechado upalig alei bechado. Yeah, no. He didn't say everything. He doesn't also agree on his favorite ice cream flavor. Yeah, no, he holds like him in one regard. There are a couple of aspects to this. In regards to bone and the problem of putting the rod in, and is that bone? Is it Mexica bone? Is it a problem? So in that regard, he says, oh yeah, that I hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that it doesn't even need to be tied. It's not bone. It doesn't look like bone. It doesn't even need to be tied. I hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But regarding muktzah, that's totally different. Not even malacha, a totally different area of halacha. But regarding muktzah, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, in order for something not to be muktzah, and it needs Torah's kli alav, and that he argues with Shimon Gamliel about. Okay, over here.